From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis celebrates Mass in Philadelphia. The Pope appeared in front of hundreds of thousands of followers in Philadelphia Sunday, capping off a five-day visit to the United States that mesmerized Americans and energized his followers. As the crowds filled the sprawling, leafy Benjamin Franklin Parkway in central Philadelphia, the Pope said their mere coming together for the ritual was a kind of miracle in today's world. The official reason for his visit was to attend the World Meeting of Families, held in the U.S. for the first time. In his homily, Pope Francis spoke about family life, saying faith is lived out in the details. Earlier Sunday, the Pope met with Roman Catholic bishops in Philadelphia, calling for continued vigilance against clergy, sexual abuse of youth, and efforts by superiors to conceal grave misdeeds. He also met this weekend with victims of sexual abuse by priests and said God weeps for them. The Pope also met with about 100 inmates at a prison. At the facility, the Pope stood before an upholstered throne-like chair that some of the inmates made by hand from black walnut. Francis launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria on targets it identified after 2 weeks of surveillance flights. French President François Hollande says that 6 jet fighters hit an Islamic State training camp near the eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. Prime Minister Manuel Valls said Paris was acting in self-defense. And Iraq says it'll share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight Islamic State. A spokesman for Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the group will focus on monitoring the movements of the terrorists and degrading their capacity. This is VOA News.